It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. A Democrat holds the United States House seat in Congressional District 4, and two Republicans and a fellow Democrat want to go to Washington instead. You're hearing candidates across the Ideas Network here on the Morning Show and on Central Time. We've invited people running in contested primaries ahead of the August 14th vote. That is Tuesday. District 4 includes the city of Milwaukee and many surrounding suburbs. Do you live in Congressional District 4? What issues do you face that you want a representative to take to Washington? We're taking your calls here, 800-642-1234, ideas at WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Today, we're talking with Gary George. He's a Democratic primary candidate for Congress in District 4. George is an attorney and a former Wisconsin state senator. Incumbent Democrat Congresswoman Gwen Moore currently represents the area in the nation's capital. The Democrat who wins faces a Republican in the general election, either Tim Rogers or Cynthia Warmer. Gary is in studio at WPR in Milwaukee. Gary, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Carrie. Glad to be with you.
So you are running for Congress. Well, tell me why. What do you want to do?
Well, there's a lot to be done. Milwaukee has serious challenges that aren't being addressed. And I think the main problem that I've pointed out about Gwen is that since elected, she's missed over 500 votes. And I think she's just become a corporate Democrat. I think one vote that I'd point out that makes that point is Gwen voted to lift the oil export ban, voting with the big oil companies, and that's raised our gas prices. And that's just one indicator of what she's done, I think, in kind of forgetting about putting the priority of the people first in her representation in Washington.
So you used to be in the legislature here. What is your experience? You know, you're talking about Gwen Moore, but sell yourself to me and to the voters.
Well, 23 years in the Wisconsin legislature, I never missed a roll call vote. Chairman of the Finance Committee, head of Educational Communications Board, which is the partner of Wisconsin Public Broadcasting. So, you know, I love the service that's provided here, both on radio as well as television, as well as the educational services. I think what we are missing in the Democratic Party is, I think, a real focus on standing up to the Republicans on the most essential issues, not just for political purposes, but really presenting an intellectual alternative. For example, what Governor Walker and the Republicans have done to the university system is just frightening to me. And it represents a real loss of what was started here back in the middle 1800s in our state. I graduated from the university. My wife did. My father did. My daughter has. My other children have graduated from UWM. I went to University of Wisconsin-Madison, as did the others I mentioned. You know, we believe in this educational system here, and it's done so much, the Wisconsin idea. And I don't think, as a Democratic Party, we are doing the hard work of standing up to the Republicans. And if I get elected in Washington, the first thing I'm going to do, as I've said in my campaign literature and my campaign speeches, is draft a resolution to impeach President Trump. Because I think as a leader of the Republican Party in Washington, as well as Governor Walker as a leader of the Republicans here, they're doing so much damage. It's really beyond normal politics. And I think we need a Democratic Party that actually takes action and not just is either relatively silent and kind of goes along with too much, or B, not doing the hard work and offering alternatives. And there are things that can be done. I think one example is, like I said, that oil export ban was terrible. But, you know, if you look at the lack of action, the lack of legislation on cleaning up the oceans, the plastic that's in the Pacific Ocean, the plastics that are in, you know, even our Great Lake, our rivers are at threat. We're just not doing the hard work, and that's what I'd like to do in Washington.
We are talking to Gary George, who is running for the 4th Congressional District out of Milwaukee. He's running in the primary against Gwen Moore. What do you want to know from Gary? 800-642-1234. Ideas@WPR.org is the email address, or you can tweet WPR Mornings. So what is the biggest challenge that people in Milwaukee need representation for in Washington, D.C.?
Well, different challenges. It's different parts of our community. As I said, we have so many crises that need to be addressed. I think in a major part of the heart of the city, we've got crime problems. We've got driving problems that are completely out of control. And when
driving
I was a
problems
candidate,
because of infrastructure or because of what?
Well, I think infrastructure is a problem, but just the way people drive. We have accidents. We have speeding. We have failure to obey traffic laws. And I think it's a combination of that and gun violence that I think has made a lot of people who live in the Milwaukee area, not only in the city itself, but in the suburbs that are part of the 4th Congressional District, feel very unsafe at times. Whether you live in Whitefish Bay or Glendale, or even if you live down on National Avenue, in addition to living or driving on Fond du Lac Avenue in our community, something needs to be done. And what I proposed 2 years ago was that we should have a joint local-federal partnership. And your member of Congress can push that. And what I mean by that is to bring in the resources, whether it's the U.S. Marshals Service or the FBI or Homeland Security, to help the Milwaukee police in times of high-intensity activity. You can use analytics to figure out when the need is greatest and where it should go to help free up the police to do the traffic-related things that, that are really causing problems in Milwaukee. We've had shootings on freeways. There are problems that our police need support for, and we're just not getting that. And after I proposed that a couple of years ago, in fact, the city of Chicago did enter such a partnership, and it has made a difference in lowering homicides and stopping some of the other crime that's occurred there. We still have problems, obviously, in Chicago, but we have problems in Milwaukee that are not being addressed. And we have a new police chief, but we need more resources. And that gets back to the Republican priorities. You know, we're not getting our fair share of money from Madison or Washington, and that hurts our property taxpayers, but it also prevents us from addressing some of these problems. That lack of federal support also is a problem, as I said, in the way we run our university system. It's a problem for student debt for those who borrow money to go to college, because education is the key to our economic future. It's a problem in our transportation needs, which you mentioned before, Kerry. You know, anybody who's driven in the Milwaukee area knows how much trouble we're having.
Yes, I do. But here's my question, though. I mean, what you're putting out there requires money. Where's that money going to come from?
Well, that's the hard part of legislating. When I was in the legislature, you know, I was able to work to build the DNR building on King Drive and North Avenue, the Marquette Dental School, which is in my district in Marquette. I mean, that's the hard work of legislating, whether you have to work within your party or with the other party. The job is bringing home resources for your community, and Gwen just doesn't do that. I mean, Gwen's built a reputation of being for things and talking about things and being symbolic about things, and those things are important, but in the end, the job is about delivering for our community. Whether it's helping economic development and creating jobs or protecting the environment, talk is just not enough. And that's why I think my candidacy offers our voters an alternative, and I hope they'll consider me on August 14th.
And if you do get there and it's still a Republican Congress, are you going to be able to do anything with that Republican Congress?
I don't know that it's going to be a Republican Congress, Kerry. I think all of the predictors are saying it will be a blue wave. We need to pick up 23 seats as Democrats to get the majority. I think that's very likely. The race that just occurred in the Ohio 12th District makes clear the Democratic candidates nationwide are running way ahead of what happened 2 years ago in the presidential election year. So I think we're having a real opportunity to make a difference. I don't know if the Senate it'll go Democratic. Certainly if Tammy Baldwin's reelected, that'll help us here. But it's not as good a map, as I'm sure you've talked about before, on your program and others, for Democrats in the Senate. But,
we really
need change, and Gwen's had her chance, and I'd like a chance to show the voters I can help.
Okay, we are taking calls here for Gary. Cole from Madison, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
My question for Gary is that one of the biggest issues I think voters and people who are looking to vote Democrat want to see taken up is very serious campaign and voting reform. So I'm talking campaign refinance reform, somebody that's going to actually push to put some better laws in to prevent gerrymandering. A national holiday that gives everybody the day off to go and vote. I think that a lot of people that are looking to vote Democrat that you might pick up would really like to see the candidate who is serious about pushing for those things so that we can actually bring a representative democracy back to our country and especially to the state of Wisconsin. So
okay, thank you. Thank you, Cole. We're running out of time here. Gary, that would be an issue, campaign finance reform, that Congress can do. What is the other main issue that you want to take that you're going to stick your flag in and say, this is what I stand for as a congressman?
Well, I think Cole mentioned several issues that are very important, but I'll address a couple of them very briefly. I think there are some states that have been very progressive about online registration and registration through the Department of Transportation in the state. I think we should implement all of those. And Cole is right. I think we should have a Saturday voting consideration as opposed to the traditional Tuesdays to make sure that more people have access. But certainly online voting would change that. And then there's reapportionment. You talk about the difference the parties make. The Republicans are doing everything they can to have a Supreme Court that'll protect their efforts to stop voting. And whether it's me or Gwen, I know Gwen would vote the same way that I would, but we need real hard work, I think, in Wisconsin as well as nationally. And I would have public hearings as a member of Congress here in Wisconsin to actually make sure that we do everything we can with this new election coming. You're going to be on the cusp of reapportionment again for the next 10-year cycle. We need leadership now, and I'd like to give that if I'm elected on Tuesday or nominated on Tuesday.
Gary George is a Democratic primary candidate for Congress in District 4. That encompasses the city of Milwaukee and many surrounding communities. He's facing incumbent Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore. The Democrat who wins goes head-to-head with a Republican in the general election. That's going to either be Tim Rogers or Cindy Werner. Gary, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Carrie.
You can hear more interviews with candidates at WPR.org. I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.